Today is Tuesday, the 15th of August, 2017, and we're only 2 days away from my birthday. Hello, everyone. My name is Adam, and I am your host on The Geeky Gay Show, which is a personal journal podcast, I can't even talk, about the life of one gay geek, which is me. And I will say, I will tell you about my life, I'll talk about topics, I will just talk about whatever comes to my mind. And today, we're going to start out with something, and I also want to say, I want to be as authentic as possible on this show. It's pretty difficult. You know, I do have a fear of rejection. I have, you know, weird stuff, you know, that I really want to get into video, but I don't like the way I look most of the time. And so every time I do a video and then I go to edit it, I hate having to look at myself, and I don't know. So, you know, being a 38-year-old, almost 39-year-old gay man, I've always had self-conscious or self-esteem issues anyway. But doing video, and I've done some, but, you know, it's like, oh, I have crow's feet here, so I need to get this plug-in that allows me to smooth my skin out, and I need to do this and that, and, you know, oh, I need to just look at the camera this certain way to get my best angle, and then I already have self-esteem issues, and I'm going to talk about something, so it's hard for me to be personal, and, you know, to know that I have hundreds or thousands of listeners, how many ever it is, listening to this, it's not thousands, then, you know, it's a little bit more difficult for me to be, and I am always authentic, but I feel like I'm always authentic, but it's a little bit difficult. But I want to talk about something, and I'm not going to, I just want to say, I really would like, and I'm guilty of this as well, so I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm perfect, but I would really like to figure out how we can go about our lives just being nice to each other. Not, you know, we, as friends, we joke around with each other, and we end up joking sometimes in ways that are very cutting, very biting, very, you know, we know someone has an issue with a certain thing, and so we make a joke out of it, and then, you know, that person's like, ha 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 ha, you know, they're laughing when they're with us. But on the inside, it's really hurting their feeling. And we all do it, especially those of you who are podcasters. You know what I'm talking about. We joke around about each other. And it's hard because you want to be able to joke, right? You don't want to be so like straight-laced that you can't say any jokes. You can't do anything jokey. You know, you want to be laid back and be able to have a good time and talk, you know, do little jokey things with your friends and everything. And I understand that. And it's hard to define what that line is, but I'm going to tell you guys a little story, and I'm not going to talk about my who it is, and the ones who, you know, if I don't even know if they listen to this show. So the ones who are involved in this may or may not know who they are. I haven't approached them. I really, you know, it's funny because I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. And so I haven't commented to either of these individuals. I have not brought it up because I don't want to get into that. You know, I didn't want to get. And then the first thing I think of is, oh, let's bring it up on the podcast. But I need some kind of release for this because it's really eating at me, and I just need some release. So I'm going to be straight out honest with everyone. For those of you who don't know, I'm balding. And so the back part of my head, I was losing my hair and it was almost completely gone. And so I made a decision that some people think is ridiculous, and I understand, but I made a decision to get a hairpiece. And I go to a place where I go there every month, and it's very expensive, and, you know, I devote a lot of my, you know, resources, monetary resources to this, and I would rather have hair than shave my head. And so, I think that it looks natural. I mean, and I'm very critical. Like anytime I see anyone who you know, looks like they might have a hairpiece, I notice it. You know, I notice it right out. But I've had people who didn't know or who met me and had no idea. And I don't know. I mean, some people can tell. It also may depend on the day, whatever. It is what it is. I made that decision. Maybe it was the wrong decision. Who knows? Maybe I should have shaved my head and just figured out how to deal with that. You know, I don't know. But I just like having hair, and I, you know, maybe one day I'll go get the surgery, but that this is the decision that I made for this point in my life. And I realize that that is something that a lot of people joke about, and it's really sad because people who get hair pieces, you know, they walk around with this self-esteem thing, right? That they're like, you know, I'm balding, I don't have good hair, et cetera, et cetera. You know, just like people who are overweight, they walk around with that. It's just another self-esteem thing. And so, you know, people who are overweight can go on diets, they can have that surgery. You know, there are things they can do. Some of them don't. And there are those that say you just learn to accept your body the way it is, as long as you're healthy, you know, and that's okay too. But it's a thing. All right. So, and this is what I decided to do, right or wrong. And all of my friends know that this is a really sensitive topic for me. Like, I really went a lot of years going back and forth. What am I going to do? Am I going to get the surgery? Am I going to shave my head? Am I going to do something more temporary, like a hairpiece? What am I going to do? And, you know, I made that decision. And for the most part, most of them were supportive. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. So I'm just laying it all out there. It's very hard for me to talk about this, even though a lot of you don't know that it's hard for me to. I mean, it's very difficult. I'd rather not have this issue. And I know it's not, you know, a horrible issue. I'm not dying, or, you know, there are many, many other things that could be worse. But it's a sensitive topic for me. So with all that laid out on the line, and I'm sorry, this is not going to be an uplifting episode, but I apologize, but I had to get this off my chest. And this is my personal journal podcast, so, you know, I hope it's okay. But I'm in a group chat with a lot of my friends, and one of the friends posts a video of this guy that was on Food Network Star. He's very Southern. He has a very Southern accent, and he also has a very obvious hairpiece. And I've been watching Food Network Star all summer, and I've noticed, and you know, that there are many different signs that you can tell, you know, that someone has a hairpiece, and I've noticed this about him. But and he's young as well. He's probably younger than me, and he has a hairpiece. And so I've been thinking about this all summer, like, oh, you know, I don't know, maybe he should do this or that to make it look more natural. You know, I've had several thoughts. So anyway, this guy was already on my mind. I mean, I'd already been thinking about him. And when I see people, you know, then I think, oh gosh, I hope mine looks more natural. You know, when I look in the mirror, I think mine looks fairly. I obsess about this all the time. I mean, you would have thought that, like, I would have thought that when I got this, because one of the things, like, because I was balding in the back, some things that I hated were, like, I didn't want to get on an elevator with people and be standing in the front because I didn't want to think about people staring at the back of my head. I always wanted to be at the back of the line instead of the front of the line. There are these things. I want to be at the back of the room instead of the front of the room. So I think, you know, okay, when I get this hairpiece, I won't have those thoughts. And it is true. It eliminated a lot of those thoughts. Like, I don't worry about getting on an elevator so much anymore. You know, but I still, every morning when I get up and I fix my hair, I think, oh, you know, did I brush this the correct way? Does it look natural? You know, all this kind of stuff. And again, for the most part, when people see me, you know, they don't know. I think, unless they're just not telling me, you know, my parents didn't even realize when they saw me. It took them like 2 or 3 days. And, you know, my mom just said, oh, gosh, I didn't even, you know, realize that you'd done it. And, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It looks natural or it doesn't. I'm doing the best that I can. But I think about it a lot. I mean, every morning when I fix my hair, it's still on my mind a lot. So in that aspect, it didn't resolve much because I'm still obsessing about this thing. And so I had thought about him. So again, a friend of mine posted this video in a chat that I'm a part of. And it had been clipped and sent to him, or a link to it had been sent to him by another friend of mine. And basically, the reason that it was sent was because the guy is Southern, but also because he has this fake looking hair. And so my friend puts this in a, first of all, the friend that sent this video to him, and, I don't know what their conversation was, but I'm imagining all these things, them laughing at me, just having this discussion about how ridiculous I am for, and all of this is just, it may be in my head. It might have been, oh, look, this reminds me of Adam. I don't know. But the other friend made it obvious to everyone in the room that the video was posted because it reminded them of me. And someone even said, oh, is it because of the Southern accent? And the friend goes, no, not just because of the Southern, he's like, oh, you're getting warmer, but that's not exactly it. So I know that part of the reason is because of the fake looking hair. And I just look, I know that these friends love me. Love is a strong word, but I know they're friends with me. I know they don't want to hurt me. I know this, but for the past couple of days, I haven't even wanted to go in that room and say anything because I didn't even want to talk about it. But like, it really hurts, is all I'm going to say. It really hurts. And I got to thinking, there are things about all of us that we really have parts of us that we're really self-conscious about and that we struggle with, whether it's ridiculous, whether what we choose to do about those things is ridiculous, no matter what that is, when you have friends in your life, you really want those friends to be uplifting to you. You want them to be, to be helping you out. You want them to be supportive. You want them to be kind. You want them to be, all of those nice things. You want friends to support you and uplift you. You don't want friends to bring you down. And so I really got to thinking, me as a person, when I have friends, am I uplifting to them? Am I supporting them? Am I lifting them up? Or am I doing things to bring them down? And I just wanted to, I don't hate those friends. And again, I don't know if they listen. If they are listening, I'm not mad at you. I do want you to know, that it does hurt my feelings, but I still, I'm still your friend, everything else. But I really just wanted to bring it up on the show that, I'm really going to start thinking about, even when I'm joking, am I being supporting and uplifting of my friends, or am I being negative and being, being a downer, even if it's something simple that, oh, they know I like them. I'm just poking at them. I'm just poking fun, whatever. If it's something that's really a sticking point for that person, why not just avoid that joke? Why not just avoid that? And, as Ellen, who I don't quote very often, but I am a big watcher of the Ellen DeGeneres show, or the Ellen show, as she says, just be nice to one another. And I really think that, picking something that someone is very self-conscious about, that is a self-esteem low point for them, is not something that uplifts that person, even if they just brush it off and shrug it off. And you could say, well, people should just be stronger, and they should be able to take a joke and, whatever. And honestly, okay, maybe I should be. And, I'm not, I didn't make a big deal out of it. I'm talking about it on my podcast, but I'm not revealing any names or any information that could let anyone know who these people might be. I just really needed, like writing in a diary, I just needed to get it off my chest. But even if you joke and all your friends are like, ha ha ha, and everyone's, and the friend is able to brush it off and they know that you're their friend and that you don't, you don't mean any malice by whatever it is that you're saying, how does that bring any positivity to their lives or to the lives of anyone around them by making a joke about something that they're really sensitive about? I think it would just be better if I go through life being a little bit more sensitive about everyone. I mean, not just my friends, but really, what do we make jokes about? And are we uplifting people, or are we tearing them down? Because I don't know. I think, especially with all the negative stuff that's been going on in the news, I mean, this is not a political show, but just watching the news and seeing what's going on with all these white supremacists and all of the violence and negativity, and then having a leader of the country who's not coming out and really, you know, succinctly and saying, hey, this is not right, because most of his base are a lot of the people who have those sort of sentiments, right? And so all of that negativity in the news, I just think, gosh, why can't we just, when we're together and we're hanging out with our friends and we're chatting in a group chat, and when we're anything, why can't we think of how can we do things that are going to be positive and uplifting and, you know, give something to people rather than taking away or, you know, making them feel these negative emotions. So I, for one, am really going to try to do better. And any of you listeners who are friends of mine, if you hear me making a joke about someone, even if they're not present, and it's something like this where, hey, you know, this is something that could really hurt them, you know, call me out on it, because I don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that. And you could make the argument that, Adam, you just can't take a joke and you just shouldn't be so serious all the time. And, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe I can't take a joke and I should be better at taking jokes. And, you know, boil it down to that if that's what you want. But I, for one, am going to try to be uplifting and not make negative jokes against people. So I'm sorry again if this was a very negative episode, but I really needed to get that off my chest. I want to thank you guys for listening. I'll try to be more positive and uplifting in the next episode. But for more information on me, you can go to geekygay.com, or at least for episodes. You can go to dubiousintent.com for my other show that I host with a rotating co-host. You can find a lot more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. You can call me 229-234-7587, I believe, or email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.